She survived the weekend, but the British Prime Minister is under increasing pressure to step aside amid a deepening crisis over Brexit. Theresa May has been warned her entire cabinet is at risk of collapse if she can't get her Brexit deal through the Parliament. The House of Commons has failed to pass it on three occasions, but the British leader is considering bringing it back for a fourth time. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from London.
If you consider what is at stake at the moment, the living standards of the British nation, the worldwide reputation of Britain, which has not done well during this argument about Brexit, the unity of the UK and whether we lose Scotland and Northern Ireland, and the very structure of our politics, which is now threatened.
That's the former Conservative Prime Minister John Major summing up his dire view on where the great United Kingdom now stands. And he warns if the UK leaves Europe on April the 12th, the new Brexit date, without a deal in place, Scotland and Northern Ireland may be the collateral damage.
Now, if that doesn't collectively constitute a constitutional and political crisis, then I cannot imagine what does.
John Major says a unity cross-party government needs to be formed to break the deadlock.
In the interests of the nation, in the interests of decisions being taken, in the interests of ending the chaos that we have now and that could continue, we must have a government that has a working majority. And that is the only reason for a time-limited unity government.
On Monday evening, British MPs will be back in the House of Commons to try again to resolve the impasse. The problem is, to date, no consensus can be found. During the last round of indicative votes, a plan to keep the UK in the European Customs Union, meaning it would still be governed by EU trade rules, came the closest to passing. That's seen as a betrayal by the so-called Brexiteers, who say the UK should not take orders from across the channel.
I don't think it's sustainable to say, well, we'll ignore Parliament's position and therefore leave without a deal. I don't think that is a sustainable position.
Even the Justice Secretary, David Gawke, acknowledges it could now be up to Parliament rather than the government to decide what happens next.
Well, I think we're clearly going to have to consider very carefully the will of Parliament. We would need to consider what Parliament does want to do. At the moment, all we've seen is what Parliament doesn't want to do.
The Labour opposition is demanding an election. Deputy leader is Tom Watson.
If there was a general election tomorrow, and we hope there will be, we've been calling for one for months, that a people's vote will be in that manifesto.
There's also an option to extend the deadline for a year or even more, meaning the UK will have to field candidates in the upcoming EU Parliament elections. And an online petition to cancel Brexit altogether now has more than 6 million signatures. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.